dude here. Show me, show me. I don't need that.
My head will wet before your thoughts do, not.
No!
Come on. I'll wash it. This new series continues at the same time next Thursday, and there's comedy in a couple of minutes on BBC Two with Brett Blore.
Well, it was supposed to end up with three, you see. Right, I would have done. He said five. Oh, well, I got ahead of myself then.
Yeah, but I wouldn't work out to 86, but I would have worked out to... I had four left. I had to increase in one, which would have
left
three.
Yeah, and then you had three, and then you... made one and to the end, and that would have been right.
Good morning, Sally. I hope you slept well. The rogue
wait a minute.
The addition to the household a little unsettling.
Gentlemen, this house isn't big enough for the three of us.
You're leaving Houston, you only just got here.
Grandma, please put it down.
No! But please, ask the goat to join us today.
Right, so let's go back there. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So I'm at side 5.
Wait a minute.
30,000 casualties, 2.5 million people starving.
You pressed hard on
compassion. One estimate says nearly £100,000 a year. We can discover.
Well, that's 83 now because I'm on 3. I've got to get back to 6.
I'm related to British Airways.
I'm on 86.
A separate company owned by Burnside, £25,000. It was a consultancy fee for a public relations project worth £250,000. British Airways are aware of this arrangement, but is it appropriate that a senior British Airways manager should be paid by his own consultant? Brian Basham has remained elusive. He works behind the scenes.
British
Airways says they're satisfied Branson has no legal case against them. If he does, isn't it time he listened to Sir Freddy's voice of experience and went to court? Boyish Branson is now playing in the big league, and World Airlines competing for survival are not perhaps it's time for Richard Branson to put up or shut up. Virgin Atlantic's planes could end up like Lakers in the desert sand.
He's supposedly selling the Virgin music.
Oh.
He is good. Oh, I've got 86. Don't ask me how, because I just don't know. But I know that I'm clever, and I know that I have it. But how I got there is a mystery.
We've only got to do it once more, so... Am I really? Oh, I've been through.
What
a ball!
Brain damage in a car crash. It is like living with Jekyll and Hyde. Force the calmer.
Slim you were.
Exactly.
Well, not in relation to her, she thought.
Exactly.
She's just saying, look at her, look at her.
Enough.
Well, what flow have we got?
A little pod.
She's only a little woman. All relative.
Still not too late to accept the plea. Second degree, you probably get 20.
For me to have committed such a crime. That's the reason for my being.
signed declaration of James Illich, Assistant Commissioner of the Drug Enforcement Administration, indicating that the cane toad produces a toxin called bufotenin, which is an illegal hallucinogen, and that when licked, these creatures can infect a mind-altering euphoria. It's so prevalent in Australia that the government recently had to classify toad slime as an illegal substance under its drug misuse act. Anything else, Mr. You didn't see my plan to fence these amphibians to the other people, did you?
No.
And you didn't see any of the other sea users who do any licking, did you?
No, but they were experiencing some form of euphoria.
Well, is it your testimony that it would be possible for the residents of your home to be happy without drug enhancement?
That is not my testimony.
Thank you.
And ma'am, could you tell the court, when did you first discover that your husband was having an affair with the defendant?
Last summer, I received a videotape in the mail sent by her.
A videotape of what?
Of her and Michael Lake.
And what did she say?
I confronted my husband. He said it had been going on for a couple of years. So she admitted it.
And then, what happened?
We both cried a lot. We went into counseling to try to save our marriage, and he told her that the affair was over.
Move to Frank's hearsay. Overruled. And ma'am, to your knowledge, what happened after your husband broke off his relationship with the defendant?
First she started calling, and if I answer, she'd say that Mike belonged to her, that it was their destiny that they lived together. And if Michael answered, she threatened to kill him. And then she started showing up.
At your home?
On the street. She parked her car by the street from our house and just sit there and watch. Sometimes she'd stay all night. I'd get out to go to the bathroom and look out.
I don't know where you take that email.
Did you notify the police?
Yes, but they said they couldn't do anything.
What doll?
She sent a doll to our house with a picture of my husband pasted on the face part. There was an ice pick sticking through the head and a note attached saying, "Dearest Michael, thinking of you, love, Suzanne."
Were you afraid of this woman?
Yes, of course we were afraid. We were scared to death. We had no idea what she might do.
Okay, ma'am, now turning your attention to the night January 22nd, 1990, could you please tell the court what happened?
I went to bed around 10 o'clock. Michael said he had work to do in his office and he'd be up late. I was asleep when the gunshot woke me. And I ran down the stairs. And he was on the floor.
This contract, Your Honor, obligates the Hawks and their apparent ownership to allow my client to perform the national anthem before the game.
We have no idea at the time of the deal as to how he would sing it. Mr. Miller, you're a blues singer.
And jazz, and gospel, and good.
Yes. Since you weren't even being paid for this performance, can you tell me how you were harmed by not being allowed to sing?
Because it's an insult. If they are saying unpatriotic.
That's it? Simply feel insulted?
Let's talk. You see, I ain't educated, but these ain't pretty. I got two things, a big, big boy, and my image. Now, when they tell me I think un-American, they take away my image. That leaves me with just a
little bit. Half past nine. Half past nine.
It's a catch 22. Catch 22. Basically, Your Honor, this was the first playoff game. There was substantial exposure. It was broadcast on cable. He was not only denied the economic benefit of that exposure, but to be deemed unbefitting to sing the national anthem, it tarnished him.
We offered to let him perform it.
Only if I lived like him.
Many performers lip-sync national anthem.
No,
I go and walk, ma'am?
We should have renewed our objection to the dog. Prior bad acts, prejudicial.
No, he just would have overruled us again. We would have looked desperate to the jury.
Which we are. We've got no alibi, no physical evidence. We can't even come up with a decent character witness.
You know, we have to give him another suspect. Show the jury it could have been somebody else.
Who?
The wife. She was in the house. She certainly had opportunity. She had to be upset about the affair. We can scratch out motive. All right. I don't like it any more than you do. But we have to do what we can, even if it means...
Come on, Jack. There's a difference between a zealous defense and assassinating the character of an innocent person.
Do you know for a fact that the wife didn't do it?
She just lost her husband, for God's sake. How are you going to stand up in court and accuse her?
We have to do whatever we can to get Suzanne Hamlin acquittal. No, I think we would come off more sympathetic if you do it.
Oh, no. No. This is your idea. You do it.
We do it, Anne. Us. I'll lead the charge. But if we go this way, we have to be together.
Is it working out, Anne?
We were just texting. Mm-hmm. It got on, so we just decided to take our clothes off, that's all. Caused the heat.
Blame you for being tired.
Absolutely not.
Mr. Mueller says he saw you.
Look, I was holding Cicero. That's what I told him. And he was a little anxious because of all the excitement, so I gave him a little kiss and told him to relax. I never let Jane up.
Thank you, Mr.
You were very upset with the home banned alcoholic beverages last January, weren't you, Mr. Mueller?
Well, I filed a complaint. Yes, I did.
And when they refused to budge, you switched from bourbon to the cane toad as a desperate means of getting a buzz.
That's ridiculous, but they're my loving fans.
Then why did you abuse them?
Why?
Mr. Mueller, as well as two of the floor orderlies, state that you would often yell at them.
Sometimes they're little rascals and get...
Oh, come on, Mr. Mueller. The toad will secrete more toxins when it's threatened. You antagonize them so that you can get a bigger rush.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm just an old man looking for a little companionship, any place I can get. My God, they limit our visitation, they tell us what to eat, they take all our money. Now they want to take my toad, my little green friend. Your Honor, I need a moment.
You're clever.
This is Thomasura. It's just amazing. You can see a little heartbeat there. And legs and arms. Right there and then, though, I promised I'd take care of her. I said to myself, I'll make sure you're all right. I'll look after you. And suddenly you're aware of the responsibility of it all. And you realize how important it is to get the right help, the right advice.
M&P.
Oh, hell, I want to see you. Yellow ones, isn't it? I like them.
Squishy yellow.
Mm.
Chips, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. candles. You want to have done your own drips off your album. Floyd's coming.
Disgusting.
We ain't got no flies.
I never really thought about it.
Hello. Well,
I'm ready. Are you ready for me to go to?
Okay. Ones were worse.
Were they? How's
men? Well, you got honest, didn't you?
Buying clothes, going out a lot.
Huh?
Now, things have to be different. There's two of us. We have to consider each other. We have to be more responsible with our money. I don't want that to change our people. We still want to go out and enjoy ourselves.
I'm actually paying £126,000 for that house, though.
Okay, Mrs. Watson, we have to come here, so I'm just going to get right to it. First off, you never saw my client at her house during the night of the murder, did you?
I didn't actually see her.
No, you didn't. And since her relationship with your husband was over, I'd like you to tell us how it could be that she could enter your house with no struggle or even so much as an argument.
Objection, she has no family. This woman boldly shouted out her conclusion that she knew my client did it. I'm sure that we are all interested in the reasons underlying that conclusion. Perhaps she was never there.
Objection! You said, ma'am, that when you learned of the affair, you confronted your husband and he terminated the relationship with Miss Hamilton.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't simple as that, was it? In fact, your husband continued to see her for another month. On top of that, he continued to lie to you. Isn't that right?
He was trying to break it off during that month, but she wouldn't let him go.
That's what he told you when you fought him again.
Yes.
How did it make you feel, Mrs. Walker? To learn that he'd been sleeping with another woman for 2 years. To watch it on videotape. And then after catching him once and hearing his cries of contrition, to find out he was doing it again.
Objection! This has no relevance.
It has relevance, Your Honor. It's loaded with relevance. The defense will show. This woman murdered Michael Wall.
It's
ridiculous.
Not so ridiculous. Are you telling me
what
that the police did not consider her a suspect?
Objection!
Mr. Solomon, don't address the district.
Sorry, Your Honor. Let me address her. The police took your fingerprints and asked you to submit to a
polygraph test. Did they not?
Mr. Solis,
get out of here right now.
Good one.
You have facts to face facts. But you will not use of your existence in those questions to confirm guilt of this witness. Step back.
You told your marriage counselor you didn't think you'd ever get by your hatred for your husband. Did you not?
Objection! This is doctor-patient privilege!
She can waive the privilege. Are you afraid she's going to spill all your dirty little secrets?
I object to this blatant intimidation.
Well, excuse my rudeness, but I have an innocent client being charged with a murder that this woman committed. You're currently under psychiatric care right now, are you not?
Yes.
You discuss your hatred for your husband with this doctor, too?
I never hated my husband.
Your questions are out of line.
It was perfect. You had my client making these public threats. She was known to be a kook. You could get revenge in your own house. Everyone would still suspect her.
Objection!
That's sick!
The adulterous bastard dies and the wacko slut goes to jail.
Stupid!
Don't you know?
Mr. Solis, that is enough.
That's all I have. For now.
I love him, Michael. I'll make him see you.
explode up there, you're looking at conviction. If you stay cold and unemotional, you're looking at conviction. I want to see vulnerability in a woman who threatened to castrate her lover and shellac his testicles. I want to feel empathy in a woman who could run an ice stick through a doll in a person's life. I want to see compassion for a woman who would make a videotape of herself making love to a man and then send that tape to the man's wife. I'm beginning to appreciate the enormous challenge of life. Not you tell me, you tell me right now. I can still play second grade.
I'm ready to testify. I'm anxious for them to know.
Okay, Michelle. This trial is now
finished. I like this movie.
The country's incredibly sensitized.
No, no, no. I said there are some stories. It's just somebody else I'm not sure.
The national anthem is a real corporate content. What's wrong with Mr. Miller's version?
There are ones that carry on and on and on. And then there are bits.
Let's just say bombs are
the. And there are ones for the program.
Point during the S words. Otherwise, this is not a fact. And what about the free hour?
Objection!
What? The word free. He makes it sound like a four-syllable word. Then he goes up into an octave that can bring rain. Which the people in Elogius will think he's doing anyway because of all the spin.
Okay, so
how can't you modify your pitch on the concrete?
It's my best note.
It distorts the song.
What do you know? It's good music.
All right, now look. I don't know whether your interpretation is un-American or what. I just want to hear it. Tomorrow, you sing.
I can't be in here. I need better acoustics.
Mike, we'll do it in the conference room. 11 o'clock tomorrow. Everybody be here.
Fine.
Bring your umbrellas.
It's a bit close, bro.
Your testimony that Michael Walker did not, in fact, leave you. It is my testimony that he left many times. But I don't speak to him about it. Meaning what? Meaning that on the afternoon of Michael's murder, I did go to the house. I think he loved him.
Settle down.
The day that he was killed, you two had intercourse. And what happened after this session? He told me it had to stop.
fucking toad, sir.